We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom line of our Testament Beis, a little bit more math, and then we're done. Zok to Gemara, Ahu Shtara Davik Siv Bey, the Shtar said, Shnis Shnin Yeserta. Remember that we learned that they used to write the Shtar to the Greek, from the Greek conquest. That was the number they wrote in the Shtar. So at the time of Korban Abayas, it was 380 years since the Greek conquest. If it was 100 years after Korban Abayas, it was 480. If it was 150 years, so then it was 530. He's right, 530 years since the Greek became king. That was they didn't write the word Greek king, they wrote 530. We know 530 means since the year 530 means since the Greeks became ruled over Eretz Yisrael. So who started Avik Sivbe Shis Shnin Yeserta on top of the Yudam Aleph? There was an extra 6 years. It said the Fidei Cheshbon of the Greeks was 530, and it said 536. So it sounds like, and we know now we're near 530, and it says 536. So that's called Shtar Me'ucher. Shtar Me'ucher, you're allowed to have a Shtar Me'ucher. The only thing is that the Malve loses out because he can't collect from a Shabbatim until 6 years. Because anyone who buys something before that, they say, what do you mean? I bought something before the loan happened, before it says in the Shtar. So it says 6 years, it said 6 years later. So Rabbanan Kameh de Rav Lameh, my high Shtar Me'ucher, it's considered a Shtar that's post-dated. It's post-dated. So Na'akve ad demotizimne, we wait till that time. Lo Tarif, you don't collect from Lukukha until that time, because the Shtar says 6 years later, which means the loan only happened in 536. Even though now we're 530, so the Malv is being loichel. He's giving you a break that any properties you sell out before that will not be meshuvah to it. That's all he said, because what else is pshat? It's six. There's no 536 now. Everyone does 530 to the Greeks, and that's 530, and you have 6 extra years. What are you talking about? Where's that 6 years from? Rav Nachman. No, we have a way to tie to the Shtar. Now, if you remember, in yesterday's share, we spoke out that really the Greeks became the rulers over Eretz Yisrael 34 years into the Beis HaMikdash of Bayis Sheni. It was 34 years to Paras, then came the Yavan. But we said that there were 6 years, it wasn't a clear-cut conquest. So those 6 years are maybe accounting from 34, not from 40. And that would be a difference. That would be extra 6 years. Om Rav Nachman, Hai Safra, Dukno Kasvei. He was a Sefer who was medactic. He's very medactic in his Cheshbonos. V'hanach Shishtin, the Molchu Be'elam, the 6 years that they ruled in Elam, the Nan L'Chashvinu, we don't count that. Who Kachashu, he's using that lay. Uvizimnik Shishtin Kasvei. And it's written on time. 536 is this year we're standing in, because we're counting from the actual Greek conquest 6 years before that. The Tanya, Reis Yomer, Sheishon, the Molchu Be'elam. They were 6 years they ruled in Elam, but Achak Pashtun Chus V'Cholam Kula. Then they were punished in the whole world. So that point, they were in Elam, which is not in Eretz Yisrael. That's a place near Babel. So we're counting when they started the conquest of the world, when the Greeks started the conquest. It might have been Alexander, I'm not sure who it was, but they started the Greek conquest at that time. So Akaponim, it makes sense. So Fiza, Avada Grash speaks out, you're going to collect from today from the Kukhois. It says 536. 536 means years from when they started the conquest, which is 6 years before we always number. 6 years before that. Good? So that's how you tie it up. So Rashi speaks out, why do you want to tie it up like that? Because it makes no sense, the guy to Michael Shimud for 6 years. That doesn't make sense to make it so Mu'ukhar. So we have to have a pshat in the 6 years. Maskalor of Achabar Yaakov, Mimai, how do you know the Malchus Yavon Aminim? How do you know accounting to Malchus Yavon? And then because of that, we are assuming it's not Ma'ukhar, Dilma, Letzias, and therefore we have a way to tie up the 6 years. Dilma, when it said in the Shtar 536, when it says that number in the Shtar, who says the Malchus Yavon? Maybe Dilma Letzias Mitzrayim Aminim. Maybe it's Letzias Mitzrayim. Because B'shas the Churban Bayis Sheni, we said it was 380 years, or now 386, but was going to Pasha, the 380 years since the Yavans started conquering the world, right? 380, since they conquered the world. Now, at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, how many years was it since Yitzias Mitzrayim? So let's figure this out. Since Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's 480 years till they build the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon is 410. Again, take it, your calculator if you could. 480, then 410 for the Bayis Rishon, then 70 for Golos Bavel, and then 420 for the Beis HaMikdash Sheni. So from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Beis HaMikdash Sheni, Churban Beis HaMikdash Sheni is 480, 410, 70, and 420, which comes out to how much? 1380. So if you take off the 1,000 and you count 380, you count the 380, comes out the three, that number 380, not only is to the Yavanim, it's also to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if the difference is like this, if you count the 380 to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no 6 years to play around with. You don't have any 6 years to play around with. Only by the Yavanim, you had the 6 years, that you go two ways. That you can be 6 years before they start an Elam. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't. So he's asking, maybe it's really a Ma'ocher. And the number he's using is, since Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it's 6 years removed. Because really, it's B'shas Chorban Abayis, it was 1380, take off the 1,000, Shafkil Alpha Kama, Menach the Alpha Basra, and use the into the second 1,000, which is 380 years. V'hai Mocher, it's really Mocher. So Amar says, no. Amar Rav Nachman, you don't count the Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'goyla ein moinim l'malchi Yevonim levad. In Goyla, they wrote the stories, all the stories, l'malchi Yevonim. So who's Savar? So in Rav the Rav Acha asked his kasha. He thought that Rav Nachman was just pushing him off. Who's Rav Dechukam Adchay? Just pushing him off. The truth is, Nafak Dach Ba'ashrech, the Tanya, the first Rabbeinu that says, "Begoyla in Golas, a Moedim El Malchay Yevonim Bavad." They count always. The stories always go Lamalchay Yevonim. Ravina says, "I arrive from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah." Masis Nami Deka. The Mishnah also Meduyik that they counted the stories Lamalchay Yevonim and not the Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Tanah, I learned in the Mishnah, it says in the first Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad Benison, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'l'regalim. What does it mean, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim? V'armin l'malachim l'ayhilch. So what's the Negea Rosh Hashanah for kings? Amrav Chista l'shtaris. It was the Negea for shtaris. And the problem is, it says later on, in the same Masechta of the Tanah, Be'echad v'tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanah v'l'shmitim. Rosh Hashanah and Shmitim. So what does Hashanah mean? V'armin l'shanah l'mayhilch. So Amrav Nachista l'shtaris for shtaris. So the problem is, do you go stars for Nisan or for Tishrei? That was the kasha in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Kasha stars Adadi. Umashaninan, and the Gemara answers, Kala Malki Yisrael, Kala Malki V'chavim. That depends which kings. Which kings? It means by the Malki V'chavim, Tishrei. By a Goyish king, by Tishrei, we give him the next year. Which means like this, that if he became king in Av, when it hits Tishrei, he's in the second year of his kingdom already. Malki Yisrael, Nisan. Ba'anan hashta, and today's shtaris go with what? With Tishrei v'ninan. V'isak adar tzias mitzrayim, if it was going, because it must be we're going to the Goyish king, which is Yavan. Because if we were going to tzias mitzrayim, v'ninan, v'nisam v'ninam l'mimni. You should really count from Nisam, because we know that with tzias mitzrayim, we always count from Nisam. Like Rashi says, this Rashi is almost by the water line on the bottom. He says, the kaimam v'shmaitse kamaitse v'sechta roshana, the tzias mitzrayim v'nisam v'ninan. We count from Nisam v'tzias mitzrayim. Elah shmaim, no. Since we say the stars go, we know stars go from Tishrei, Elav Shmarino, Lamalche, Yevonim, and Inon, Shmarino. We know all our stars renew itself by Tishrei, it's a new year, so we know we must be counting Lamalche, Yevonim. Shmarino, we're counting for the Lamalche, Yevonim. So again, the Chesed Gemara was like this. We had a star that was, we're now at 530 Yevonim, it says 536. So we said it's a star Mo'ucha. So Gemara says, no, it's not a star Mo'ucha. Why? Because there was 6 years before the complete conquest of Yevonim, that they were in Elam, some people came from there. So really, maybe we're in the right year. We're 536 since the Yevonim started. Great the Marakasha, maybe 530, and 530, these numbers not calling Yevonim either. They're going from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is no two ways. It's exactly, it should be now 530, not 536. That's Marakasha. Marakasha says, no, I know accounting from the Yevonim. First of all, because we know that's all the stars are written. And number two is, because we know our stars switched the year by Tishrei. And if we'd be counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, it would be Nisan, not Tishrei. So it must be we're counting to the Malchei Yevonim.